Now turn to part four, questions 20 to 25. Look at the six sentences for this part. You will hear a conversation between a boy, Simon, and a girl, Tina, about some problems Tina is having at school. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, put a tick in the box under A for yes. If it is not correct, put a tick in the box under B for no. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part four. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
What's wrong, Tina? You've been looking worried all morning.
Oh, everything's going wrong at the moment, Simon.
Oh, come on. It can't be that bad. You know what they say? A problem shared is a problem halved.
Well, you must have noticed how all the teachers pick on me. I mean, they tell me off more than any other student in the class.
Yes, that's true, but they have good reason to, don't they?
No, they don't. I never behave badly in class.
Yes, but you never do your homework either, do you? And you never listen to what the teachers are saying.
It's not that I'm not listening exactly. It's just that I'm so tired all the time.
You should go to a doctor, Tina. There must be something wrong with you if you're so tired.
No, I'm fine. I think it's just that I go to bed very late.
What time do you go to bed, then?
Not till about 2 o'clock, usually, because I like watching the late-night films on TV.
Then I have no sympathy for you. You're very silly. It's okay to have a late night on Friday and Saturday, but not before school days.
Well, maybe it is my own fault. I think I'd better change my habits, hadn't I?
Yes, you must, or you're going to get yourself into serious trouble.
Now listen again.
What's wrong, Tina? You've been looking worried all morning.
Oh, everything's going wrong at the moment, Simon.
Oh, come on, it can't be that bad. You know what they say? A problem shared is a problem halved.
Well, you must have noticed how all the teachers pick on me. I mean, they tell me off more than any other student in the class.
Yes, that's true, but they have good reason to, don't they?
No, they don't. I never behave badly in class.
Yes, but you never do your homework either, do you? And you never listen to what the teachers are saying.
It's not that I'm not listening exactly. It's just that I'm so tired all the time.
You should go to a doctor, Tina. There must be something wrong with you if you're so tired.
No, I'm fine. I think it's just that I go to bed very late.
What time do you go to bed, then?
Not till about 2 o'clock, usually, because I like watching the late-night films on TV.
Then I have no sympathy for you. You're very silly. It's okay to have a late night on Friday and Saturday, but not before school days.
Well, maybe it is my own fault. I think I'd better change my habits, hadn't I?
Yes, you must, or you're going to get yourself into serious trouble.
That is the end of part four. That is the end of the test.